Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2016. With the election behind us, a new president and Congress are preparing to take office. GAO is releasing a new smartphone app to help policymakers and new leaders identify key areas for action to improve government operations. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Chuck Young, GAO's Managing Director of Public Affairs, to talk about GAO's transition resources.
With a new Congress and president coming into office, what is GAO doing for the transition?
Well, Jacques, we got a number of things planned, but the highlight really is a brand new app, a brand new smartphone app that we're introducing that's going to allow the user to quickly see, agency by agency, what are the priority recommendations GAO has made to improve governance at that agency.
So then where can people find this new app and what will they be able to get when they download it?
Well, it's going to be free and available in the App Store for iPhone or in Google Play, and people will be able to open it up and quickly search either by agency or by topic and see the key recommendations GAO has made across the government to improve operations. They can search by topic. For example, if you are, let's say, a new congressional staff member who's working for a member or for a committee that oversees EPA, or if you're a new political appointee coming in with the new administration, you could look up EPA and see what are the priority recommendations GAO's made to improve government operations across EPA.
Now, GAO already has an existing mobile app. How does this new one fit into that landscape?
Well, our existing apps, which are available, again, free in the Google Play Store or in iTunes, allow the user to quickly look at our daily content. You know, a lot of people look and say, what's GAO come out with today? What are the latest reports and testimonies? They're really focused around that, although you can do some other things with them as well. This one instead is not focused on what's come out today, but what are the key recommendations to improve government?
So let me take a step back. Can you talk about GAO's role in the transition?
Sure. So GAO actually has a statutory responsibility. The law says GAO needs to assist in the transition. Exactly how that's defined is left up to GAO and up to Congress, but we'll be not only introducing this new app, but we're going to have a transition website that goes over all of these recommendations. We're going to not only look at what are the key recommendations, but we're going to be looking across the government, the work GAO's done, for example, key issues, what are they, and what work have we done in each area? The high risk list. The high risk list is a list of programs at high risk for waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, or need of transformation. And we come out with that list at the start of each new Congress. A new one will be coming out in February. And that goes into broad detail about individual issues that really need to be addressed at the start of the new Congress and the new administration. And also as part of the website, we're going to have a management agenda that we're unveiling for the first time that looks at 8 different management areas across the federal government that new managers can focus on to improve government operations.
And finally, when it comes to GAO and transition resources, what would you say is the bottom line?
Bottom line is, if you're a new member of the government or you're a new member of the policy communities, if you're just a member of the public who wants to know more about how government could be improved, this gives you easy access agency by agency, and you can answer the question, what are the key things that need to be done to help this agency work better?
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.